Back at the 36th annual Lucas Oil Chili Bowl Nationals, we've got a few more of the Keith Coons Motorsports guys here. Gentlemen, if you don't mind introducing yourselves and kind of let us know what you do on the team.
I'm Case Townsend, and I'm a crew chief.
I'll take it you're not from around here.
Nah, down under New Zealand.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm Brady Forbrook, and I just do whatever Kaz tells me to do.
He does it all.
Yeah. We just had Bo and Chuck on here to kind of talk about their roles within the team. You know, how are you guys doing this week? And they were kind of telling us some insight on, like, if one guy does one thing on a car, he does it on all the cars. So how is that this week with 15 cars?
To be honest, it makes it a lot easier with how this whole program's ran. Just the, you only run three cars a night, three crew chiefs a night. So it actually gives us a bit of a break, you know, where a normal USAC show or Power Eye show, it's we'll have five, six, seven cars all at the same time. So it's a lot easier. You're just basically trying to keep up with the track the whole way through the week. But it works out pretty easy, to be honest.
Yeah, whatever. If anybody needs something, everybody jumps in and helps out. Yeah. It helps pretty good.
Yeah, I was actually surprised talking to the other two about how much it feels like a team effort when you win, because everybody does have their hands on every car.
Yeah, for sure. Sure.
Yeah, you never have to worry about feeling like you got beat by one of your teammates when you're involved in every car.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And the team that we have at the moment, it's pretty unreal. It's a close team. Man, we lose together and we win together.
Yeah. It sounds like it amazes me. We had Jarrett on the show last year, and he talked about how much easier the Chili Bowl is than just a weekly USAC race or something like that. Because you are able to get down to around three cars a night, what are the major differences that make these nights easier just with less cars?
It's the time frame. I think you've got so many cars running through the night that your first heats, if you're early on, you've got X amount of heats, 9-10 heats before you even get into qualifiers. So I think it's just the time frame that gets us just so much easier.
Yeah.
And USAC and Power Eye, sometimes you get two, three cars in the same heat, and they're all your own, so you got to bust butt to get them up there.
It's a fast turnaround, too.
Yeah. What do you guys, each yourselves, do you have specific duties that are to each car? Like, when we talked about one person does something on each car, for this week, what are you some of your guys' duties on the cars?
So, basically, I'm constantly down watching the track and communicating with the drivers, and then any changes that I want to make, I tell Brady, and Brady just does whatever I say. He's a car chief, basically, and he runs the show up here while I'm down from keeping an eye on the track and communicate with the drivers. So.
What driver are you guys working with tonight?
We're a double Brandon up Crouch and Tom Harris tonight, since Crouch was a little sick yesterday, pushing back to today.
Okay. I was wondering how you guys ended up with four cars on tonight.
Yeah.
That makes sense. What are some of the other cars you guys have been with throughout the week?
Monday we had Jesse Love.
Yep.
Tuesday,
Steven Snyder.
And
Wednesday was Rico.
Okay. Yep. So I'm not big on bringing up controversy and stuff, but let's talk about the Steven Snyder deal. How in depth were you guys in the scuffle up there?
You're a little deep.
Yeah.
We're a little deep.
Yeah.
Old mate just wanted to dance, and he can't dance with 16-year-old, so I thought I'd be his dancing partner.
So were you the one?
Yeah, he was. Something like that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, you know, I've talked to people, and I get being upset and wanting to, like you said, dance.
Yeah.
But when you're going to go in there, one guy, and you got eight crew members, how stupid are you?
I thought he did.
I mean, I guess you're kind of blinded by emotions at that point.
Yeah,
but
that's
like,
true.
I guess you're going to go in there with that many people. I wouldn't expect to come out with.
The whole time from the ramp to where we got to, I was apologizing and trying to keep him out while he was abusing Steven, which is fair call. I thought he deserved to be yelled at.
Right.
But then when you're trying to get to him and hang off his helmet in front.
Yep.
And, yeah.
I know Steven took a lot of weight on his shoulder for that deal, and he kind of made a post on Twitter or social media or whatever apologizing. You guys probably had some discussions with him, I imagine, because he's not one of your guys' regulars. But from where you were standing, I don't think anything he did was malicious, but it was definitely overly aggressive. Yeah. And it just was the second one for me where I was sitting in the stands. I could see down the middle of the backstretch what he was planning, and it just didn't look like it was ever going to clear.
Yeah.
What goes into having a conversation with a young driver like that when he gets himself in a situation?
Tell him he's all right. No, it was his first night out in a midget ever. He never drove one, raced one, and he was around 12, 14 cars at once. And he knew what he did, and he didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah.
It's just how it goes when you start out.
There's no intention.
No.
No, absolutely not. And I don't think there is. I don't think there was. I feel like maybe with you alluding to it being his first night in a midget, he won a big race to get this opportunity.
Yep.
I kind of wondered, just sitting there, I kind of analyze stuff like that. A lot of people get worked up. Oh, he's a rough driver. I'm just looking at it from a different standpoint. I'm like, the kid had to be under a lot of pressure try to be successful that night, and just was just grasping at stuff at that point.
Yep.
So, well, hopefully, I guess, will he be back out tomorrow?
Yeah, I think so. He runs Saturday. I don't know how far back he is. But we just got to get more laps with him. That's all. Comfortable and see where he goes. Yeah. I know he's not that type of driver anyway.
Right.
No, he's a really good kid. Yeah. People don't know that, but he's a really good kid.
Yeah.
Him and his dad are both really good people.
Awesome to work with, too.
It's unfortunate. A mistake like that on such a big stage gets obviously
amplified a little bit.
Yeah, amplified. Yeah. That's the word to look for, yeah. Well, gentlemen, we wish you the best of luck tonight. I know you guys got some pretty stout drivers on hand tonight. It looks like Keith Coons has a very, very good opportunity to sweep all the prelim nights, which is just downright impressive.
Try our best anyway. It's tough out there. That's seriously tough. Every night's tough.
Yep. For sure.
Well, gentlemen, we appreciate you. Wish you the best of luck tonight, and enjoy the rest of your Chili Bowl.
Thank you very much.